Peace and the Lord be with you.
感谢主能够回来跟弟兄姊妹们一起敬拜，这个感觉真好。
Thank the Lord that I can be back here to worship with you all. The feeling's great.
今天大概是第一堂没有冷气吧，是不是？
This is probably the first service without air conditioning.
不过我们温弟兄正在设法能够把它修起来。不过我们顶多也只有下一个礼拜一个周末的冷气，因为在建堂的工程，所以我们冷气可能要花一两个月的时间，所以大家要多忍耐一点。
We're trying to fix the air conditioning because of the construction that's going on, so please be patient.
在过去一年多来，我试着从旧约里面来讲福音的图画。
Over the past about year and a half, I've been using the Old Testament to demonstrate the gospel.
我们从几个人物的身上已经讲了一些福音的信息。
We've looked at several biblical characters to look at this topic.
比如挪亚、摩西、撒母耳、约瑟等等人物，我们用他们的生平的故事来看什么叫做福音。
For example, we've looked at Noah and Samuel, and we've looked at Joseph to look at what gospel is all about.
我们也从几个方面，比如说律法、十诫，还有会幕，甚至献祭等等的制度方面，我们来传讲福音。
And we've also looked at God's laws, such as the Ten Commandments and the Tabernacle and sacrifices, to look at the gospel.
今天我要从一个圣经里面的小人物，在撒母耳记下里面的一个小人物的身上来看福音的图画。
Today I want to look at a seemingly insignificant character in 2 Samuel to look at the gospel.
我盼望这一年半来两年的时间的话，我们对于整个旧约，我们能够读的时候，我们能够体会到神原来在旧约就已经把福音在那里预定要给我们。
I want to emphasize that over the last couple of years, while we're looking at Old Testament, we can see that God has already planted the gospel of salvation in the Old Testament.
当以色列人出了埃及，进入迦南地以后，经过了四百多年那个打打杀杀的士师时代。
After the Israelites were taken out of Egypt, and after over 400 years of disorder and messes,
神就兴起了一个转移时代的人物，叫做撒母耳。
God has chosen a vessel to kind of bring us into a different era, and his name was Samuel.
我们谈过，在旧约的历史里面，撒母耳是第一个，他把君王、祭司跟先知的职分，好像在他身上显出来的一个人物。
It seems that Samuel takes on the role of a judge and also a prophet.
撒母耳神用着他立了以色列第一个君王。
God used Samuel to bring about the first king of Israel.
虽然以色列人在要求君王的这一个动机上不是要神，他们乃是要自己做主，这是不讨神喜悦的。
Even though the Israelites, when they were asking for a king, it wasn't to honor God, it was to honor what they wanted themselves.
所以神用着撒母耳先兴起了一个王，叫做扫罗王，可是这个王不是神合神心意的。
So Samuel made King Saul the king, but he wasn't the one that pleased the Lord.
在人看起来，扫罗王有非常的才能，他又是长得非常的高大、美貌、俊美。可是神说，这一个不是我所要的。
On the outside, it seemed that Saul was an appropriate king because he was tall, he was good looking, and he was talented, but he wasn't pleasing to the Lord.
神要的是一个牧羊的孩子。叫做大卫，因为他在神面前常常有求问，而且忧伤痛悔的心。
The person that God has chosen was a boy named David, and he was a shepherd's son because he was always seeking the Lord.
扫罗因为知道神要用着大卫的时候要废掉他，所以扫罗就一心的要保住他的王位，他就一直在追杀着大卫。
And when King Saul realized that the Lord was going to use David as the next king, he kept pursuing David to try to kill him to protect his throne.
可是神保守了大卫，大卫在整个逃难的过程中，他有几次机会可以杀掉扫罗，可是他因为敬畏神，他不敢自己动手。
But even though King Saul pursued David and tried to kill him, and many opportunities he had, but the Lord protected David and did not let him to be killed.
大卫这个人物有很多的福音的图画，还有十字架的工作在他的身上。
in the life of David, you can see a lot of the gospel and the work of the cross.
可是我今天暂时想略过大卫，因为这大卫的生平或者所罗门的生平，弟兄姊妹们都比较熟悉。
But today I'm not going to be talking about David or Solomon because brothers and sisters seem to be pretty familiar with them.
我今天要讲的是撒母耳记上下里面，在大卫的生平里面有碰到了一个很小的人物，从他的故事里面，我们来看什么叫做福音。
And today I want to focus on a very small character in David's life in 2 Samuel to look at what is the gospel.
这一段故事的背景是，当扫罗死了以后，大卫终于被高成为王。
The background of the story is after King Saul has died and David has been crowned king.
大卫就开始有了 一系列的把所有的仇敌都平服了，然后他有一个心意要把约柜要再重新找回来。
And this is after he has defeated all of his enemies and he has the heart to bring the Ark of the Covenant back to Jerusalem.
他终于把约柜带回了耶路撒冷，他要在耶路撒冷起义要建造神的圣殿。
And after he brought the Ark back to the city of Jerusalem, he had in his heart to build a house for the Lord.
他在所有的战争里面，他为神积，为了建殿，他积攒了很多的财富，财宝，他都要奉献给神。
And all the possession that he's received from all these victories, he wanted to give to the Lord.
虽然神后来不给他殿，因为他手上沾满了血腥，所以神说我要让你的儿子所罗门来建殿，而不是你。
But because he had shed many lives, the Lord did not let him build a house for the Lord.
大卫也在这样顺服的心思里面，他就服了下来，他就为所罗门预备建殿的材料。
And David obeyed the Lord, and he let his son Solomon build a house for the Lord.
在这样一个顺服、愿意奉献的心思里面，就发生了我们现在今天要讲的这个故事。
And it is under this type of motivation and heart that we're going to see how David, met this insignificant person.
请我们来打开你的圣经，我们先看撒母耳记下第九章。
Let us look at 2 Samuel chapter 9.
撒母耳记下第九章，我们要读第一节到十三节。
We're going to read 2 Samuel chapter 9 verses 1 to 13.
首先我们先用中文，我先读第一节到第六节。
We'll read in Chinese verse 1 to 6 first.
大卫问说，扫罗家还有剩下的人没有？我要因约拿单的缘故向他施恩。扫罗家有一个仆人名叫洗巴，有人叫他来见大卫，王就问他说，你是洗巴吗？回答说，仆人是。王说，扫罗家还有人没有？我要照神的慈爱恩待他。洗巴对王说，还有约拿单的一个儿子是瘸腿的。王说，他在哪里？洗巴对王说，他在罗底巴亚米利的儿子马吉家里。于是大卫王打发人去，从罗底巴亚米利的儿子马吉家里招了他来。好，我们就先读到前五节。
David asked, is there anyone still left of the house of Saul to whom I can show kindness for Jonathan's sake? Now there was a servant of Saul's household named Ziba. They called him to appear before David, and the king said to him, are you Ziba? Your servant, he replied. The king asked, is there no one still left of the house of Saul to whom I can show God's kindness?Ziba answered the king, there is still a son of Jonathan. He is crippled in both feet. Where is he? The king asked. Ziba answered, he is at the house of Machir, son of Amiel, in Lodabar. So King David had him brought from Lodabar, from the house of Machir, son of Amiel.
第六节，扫罗的孙子约拿单的儿子米非波设就来见大卫，伏地叩拜。大卫说，米非波设。米非波设说，仆人在此。大卫说，你不要惧怕，我必因你父亲约拿单的缘故施恩于你，将你祖父扫罗的一切田地都归还你，你也可以常与我同席吃饭。米非波设又叩拜说，仆人算什么？不过如死狗一般，既蒙王这样的眷顾。王招了扫罗的仆人洗巴来，对他说，我已将属扫罗和他一切的家产都赐给你主人的儿子的，你和你的众子仆人要为你主人的儿子米非波设耕种田地，把所产的拿来供他食用，他却要常与我同席吃饭。米巴有十五个儿子，二十个仆人。洗巴 洗巴对王说，凡我主我王吩咐仆人的，仆人都必遵行。王又说，米非波设必与我同席吃饭，如王的儿子一样。米非波设有一个小儿子，名叫米迦，凡住在洗巴家里的人都做了米非波设的仆人。于是米非波设住在耶路撒冷，常与王同席吃饭，他两腿都是瘸的。
From verse 6, when Mephibosheth, son of Jonathan, the son of Saul, came to David, he bowed down to pay him honor. David said, Mephibosheth, your servant, he replied. Don't be afraid, David said to him, for I will surely show you kindness for the sake of your father Jonathan. I will restore to you all the land that belonged to your grandfather Saul, and you will always eat at my table. Mephibosheth bowed down and said, What is your servant, that you should notice a dead dog like me?Then the king summoned Ziba, Saul's servant, and said to him, I have given your master's grandson everything that belonged to Saul and his family. You and your sons and your servants are to farm the land for him and bring in the crops, so that your master's grandson may be provided for. And Mephibosheth, grandson of your master, will always eat at my table. Now Ziba had 15 sons and 20 servants. Then Ziba said to the king, Your servant will do whatever my lord the king commands his servant to do. So Mephibosheth ate at David's table like one of the king's sons. Mephibosheth had a young son named Micah, and all the members of Ziba's household were servants of Mephibosheth. And Mephibosheth lived in Jerusalem because he always ate at the king's table and he was crippled in both feet.
好，今天我们看的今天信息的主角叫做米非波设。
Today we look at the main character. His name is Mephibosheth.
这个米非波设到底是谁呢？
So who is this Mephibosheth?
从我们刚刚读的经文，我们大概知道，哦，原来他是扫罗家里的人。
From the verse that we just read, we realize that he is someone in Saul's household.
而且他是个瘸腿的。
And he is crippled.
这件事情到底怎么发生呢？
So how did this all occur?
在另外的一段经文，撒母耳记下第四章第四节这样说道。
In another verse, we look at 2 Samuel chapter 4, verse 4. It says this.
他说扫罗的儿子约拿单有一个儿子名叫米非波设，是瘸腿的。
It says that Jonathan, son of Saul, had a son who was lame in both feet.
所以米非波设是扫罗的孙子。
So Mephibosheth is Saul's grandson.
当扫罗和约拿单他们死的消息传过来的时候，这个孩子才只有五岁。
When the news of King Saul and Jonathan having died on the battlefield, Mephibosheth was only 5 years old.
圣经告诉我们说，他的乳母，他的奶妈就抱着他逃跑，因为太急了，所以不小心把这个孩子摔下来，结果他的腿就瘸了。
It says here that his nurse picked him up and fled, and because they were running too quickly, he fell and became crippled.
为什么米非波设要逃跑呢？
So why did Mephibosheth need to run?
如果我们中国人应该很明白这个。
Our Chinese heritage can.
因为你去看那些连续剧的时候啊，只要有一个朝代一换的话，谁做王的时候，他要把前朝的所有都斩草除根。
When we look at the Chinese dramas, when you see one dynasty go into the next dynasty will want to get rid of everyone in the previous one.
所以当扫罗跟约拿单在战场上死掉了以后。大卫要做王了，所以他的家人就非常的着急，就赶快要逃命。
So when Saul and Jonathan died and David was going to be crowned king, everyone in Saul's family was afraid.
米非波设就是在这样的情况之下被摔在地上，把腿摔坏了。
And it was under this circumstance that Mephibosheth fell to the ground and became crippled.
而且从我们刚刚读的前一段的经文里面，我们发现他不但断了腿，而且他跑到一个地方去躲起来。躲了好久的时间。
And we just read that not only did he become crippled, but he went in hiding for a long period of time.
那个地方叫做罗底巴亚，圣经上告诉我们，他躲在一个地方是叫这个名字。
And we just read that the place he was hiding in is called Lo Debar.
你知道，在以色列人他们的名字里面都有一些意义的。这个地名叫做是什么意思呢？
There's always meanings in Hebrew, and so what does this land name mean?
很有意思的，这个名字的意思就叫做是干旱无草之地，是一片荒凉的地方。
It's very interesting because the meaning of this word in Hebrew is no pasture, which means that there is, just desert.
换句话说，米非波设这十几二十年来，他躲的时候，他也代表他的生命的光景。 里面是非常的荒凉，他天天在那里害怕大卫来找他的命。
And for over 20 years, is under this type of circumstance that he was in. He had, you know, no future, and he was hiding in this desert place, and he was afraid that David would come after his life.
所以我们可以想象到，米非波设他这个时候是一个废人的，他心里面充满了惧怕，而且他的腿又是瘸的。
And we can see that it is a horrible time for Mephibosheth in that, you know, he was scared and feared for his life, and he was also crippled.
本来应该是一个王子的继承人的身份，现在变成了一个逃犯。
He should have been the descendant of a king, but now he is running for his life.
可是圣经告诉我们，大卫主动的来找他。
But the Bible tells us that David actively sought Mephibosheth out.
所以大卫就问说，扫罗家里面还没有剩下的人没有呢？我要向他施恩。
So David asked, is there anyone still left of the house of Saul to whom I can show kindness?
你要注意，大卫在这里不是说他家里还有没有人，通通给我找出来，我要把他斩草除根。
David wasn't saying, is there anyone left in the house of Saul so I can destroy them all?
大卫要找米非波设的意义，他说我要主动的，我要来向他施恩典。
David's purpose in seeking him out is to show kindness and grace to him.
大卫为什么会这样做呢？
So why would David do this?
我们如果读了撒母耳记上下的时候，你就知道，因为大卫跟米非波设的爸爸约拿丹是生死之交。
And if you read 1 and 2 Samuel, you'll see that David and Mephibosheth's father, Jonathan, were best friends.
虽然米非波设的祖父扫罗要追杀大卫，
Even though Mephibosheth's grandfather Saul wanted to kill David,
可是米非波设的爸爸跟大卫他们彼此中间有立约，有恩情。
But Mephibosheth's father Jonathan and David had made a covenant and an oath to each other.
所以大卫曾经对着约拿丹说道：“我会保护你的后代。”
David had once said to Jonathan that I will protect and watch over your descendants.
所以当这个时候经过了。所有的战争都平息了，大卫作王以后，他开始想到了，我要去找约拿丹家里面还有没有剩下的人。
So after all of the battles and the wars are over, and now that there is peace, David remembered his oath, and now he realized that he needs to seek out if anyone else is left in Saul's house.
所以我们在这一上面我们看到的福音的第一点。
So here we see the first point in the gospel of salvation.
就是一个罪人。他被神找到，他能够蒙恩，不是因为他做了什么。
So we can see that a sinner who is found by God and is given grace is not because he did anything himself.
他之所以能够蒙恩，是因为有个第三者。
The reason that he's being shown grace is because there's a third person.
这一个重点就让我们知道说，我们本来都是逃犯，我们是罪犯，我们是该死的。
This shows us that we are all sinners and we all deserve to die.
可是神却因着有第三者，就是耶稣基督，他恩待了我们。
But because of a third person, God used Jesus to show grace to us.
所以圣经里面有很多的地方也告诉我们这样的信息。
So in the Bible, there's many circumstances that show us this type of good news.
他说没有义人，连一个也没有，没有我们去寻找神的，只有神主动的来寻找我们。
It says there is no one righteous, not even one, and there is no one who understands and no one who seeks God.
一个罪人，他本来就没有意识，他也怕见神，可是神却差他的儿子耶稣基督来到世上，主动的要寻找世上的人。
A sinner has no place with God and is afraid to face God, but God used Jesus to come down and to save us.
所以我们看到这米非波设的故事里面，第一点我们看到了福音的图画，乃是神主动的来寻找我们。
So the first point that we can see in the story of Mephibosheth is that God actively seeks out sinners.
第二点我们看到圣经上告诉我们说，大卫他见到米非波设的时候，他就主动的、很慈爱的称呼他的名字，叫他米非波设，米非波设。
And the second point that we see is when David called Mephibosheth to him, he directly and specifically said his name, Mephibosheth.
所以当这个米非波设去见大卫王的时候， 大卫王早就预备好，他直接叫他的名字。
So when Mephibosheth was brought to him, David was already prepared to call his name out.
所以这一点说到了福音里面的第二点。
So this points to the gospel's second point.
神不但早就在寻找我们，主动的要向我们施恩。
God not only actively seeks us to give us grace,
而且他知道我们每一个人的名字。
But he also knows each and every one of our names.
我们每一个人在神的眼光里面都是宝贝的、独特的，他刻意定义要来寻找我们。
Each and every one of us is precious in God's eyes, and He wants to come and seek us out.
你知道，在千万人中间，在现在有这么多宇宙的人口、世世代的人口里面，你能够想到神会主动的要来找一个人吗？
Out of billions of people, can you imagine that God would actually come out and seek each individual?
我这一次到北京的时候，有一个很奇特的经历。
I had an interesting experience when I visited Beijing this past month.
因为我这一次的行程也跟往常不太一样，我并不是我跑了两三个地方，而且带着我们的英文组的牧师一起去。
This time when I traveled, it was a little bit different from the past because we went to several cities and we also brought David Crennel with us.
所以我也为着他的需要，他希望到北京的时候只有三天的时间，我们有一天能够去拜访养老院。
And because David wanted to spend about 3 days in Beijing, and out of those 3 days, he wanted to spend 1 day at a nursing home, so we accommodated that.
因为他在美国，他就是在养老院里面做事的，他也想知道一下中国的养老院，不管是什么样的，只要是养老院，他想看一看。
And Brother Crenshaw actually works with nursing homes here in the United States, so he wanted to see what a nursing home in China was like.
那么在我们很紧凑的行程里面，我们只好托人说你找能够帮我找一个可以我们去看一看的养老院。
But because our schedule is very tight, we found someone to go find a nursing home that we can just walk in and visit.
因为我们弟兄姊妹中间回北京的有很多，那我每次去基本上都跟北京的弟兄姊妹有聚会，或者去跟他或者去一些家庭教会里面服侍。
Because we have a lot of brothers and sisters that go back to Beijing, a lot of times when we go back there, we would visit some of the home churches there.
那这一次因为时间太紧凑，所以我没有办法通知，或者没有办法，我就想这三天的时间，我就不通知一些弟兄姊妹了。
But because this time was kind of rushed, we didn't have that much time. I did not notify that many brothers and sisters there.
可是我心里面却想到有两三位弟兄姊妹，我都本来都写在单子上了，把他们的电话带着，我说有时间的话，我要给他们打个电话。
But I did write down the phone numbers of a couple or three brothers and sisters that if I had time, I wanted to give them a call.
其中有一位是在我们中间，我想有些弟兄姊妹可能还记得五六年前他在这里叫做吴老弟兄，吴康团老弟兄。
There was a brother that some of you may remember from 5 or 6 years ago.
我几次到北京，他以前在他妻子还活着的时候他有一些服事，所以我在他服侍的范围里面，曾经我们一起同工过。
Before his wife passed, I've been his co-worker, and we've worked together before and served together.
结果这一次我们去看养老院的时候，我们开车过了差不多五环，已经到了北京的五环，已经到了快很郊区的地方的时候。
And when we drove to a very suburban and village type of area outside of Beijing to go see the nursing home.
哎，我们去看了那一个所谓的基督徒自愿自发所弄起来的养老院。
We went to see a Christian nursing home that was founded by Christians.
那个条件当然不能跟美国比，那个我们要去那边上厕所都进去都出不来，都赶快跑出来。
And it was not very comfortable, and the quality was obviously not comparable to the United States. Even going to the bathroom was very uncomfortable.
可是当我们一进去，因为小龙走在前面，我跟盛元在后面。
Because we were walking and Mrs. King was in the front, and
I'm behind. 我在后面。
I was in the back.
结果我就听到他一进了门了，他就在那边一进了院子，一进了那个院子，他就在那边大叫啊！ 这样叫起来。
And as soon as she walked into the nursing home area, she started screaming.
那我可以想象她在里面又叫又跳，在那里干什么
？And I couldn't figure out why she was yelling and screaming inside.
结果我们等到我们一进门的时候，我们看到吴老弟兄就在那里。
And as soon as we walked in, we saw the brother that used to go to this church.
这个我简直是后来带我们去的弟兄，你这是多少比例中间的一个？我那个名单上写着他的名字，我没有，我想找他，我没有找他。
And the probability of that is just so small because I've written his name down on the paper, to seek him out, but you know I didn't contact him.
他到那里干什么呢
？So what was he doing there?
当然，他年纪大了。
And he is of an older age.
他的孩子们也没有办法一直或者说他也不愿意连累孩子，所以他自己就选择了一个地方，他要到那里去住。
And he didn't want to be a burden to his children, and so he decided to go to that nursing home to live.
如果以他以前的退休以前的资历，他可以有更好的环境居住的。
Based on his financial situation and how he retired, he could have chosen a better place.
他为什么跑到这个这么环境差的一个地方住在那里呢？
Why did he choose this area that is of poor quality?
原来他去了以后，他在那里面给他们周间有聚会，礼拜天就是他讲道。
But because he decided to go there because it was a Christian community and he was able to preach on Sundays there.
我们到他的房间的时候，他的桌上根本来不及整理，都摊着一本一本的笔记本跟讲义。
When we went to his room on his desk, he didn't have time to clean, and it was all full of books and papers for his sermons.
我一看，那不是天成教会里面的讲道讲义吗？还有很多东西。
As soon as I saw it, it was a lot of material from EBCC.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，神知道每一个人他，你能够想到这种，你说这是巧合
？Can you say that this is a coincidence?
神知道我们每一个人，应该你有心为主服事的话。他知道怎么样让你们来遇见
God
来碰到
God knows each and every one of us and if he wants us to meet together as brothers and sisters he'll make it happen
神爱我们他知道我们每一个人他按着我们的名字叫我们每一个人
He loves us and he knows each and every one of us and he calls us by our names
所以这个救恩是针对个人的
So the salvation is for each individual.
你不要小看这个，你认为我在茫茫人海中间，耶稣怎么会找到我
？You shouldn't think that you know you're so insignificant because there's so many people. How can Jesus find me?
你记得耶稣他在拉撒路死的时候，耶稣怎么样子叫他出来
？Do you remember when Lazarus had died? How did Jesus call him out?
他在那一群的坟墓里面，他叫了名字拿撒路出来。
At the cemetery, he called out, "Lazarus, come out."
有一些读经的人很有意思，他告诉我们说：“你有没有想过，耶稣如果不叫名字，他就说出来的时候会是什么光景
？”Some scholars say, "What if Jesus had just said, 'Come out,' instead of 'Lazarus, come out'? What would have happened at the cemetery?"
所有的死人都跳出来了，对不对
？All the dead people would come out of their graves.
可是耶稣他知道，他特别知道哪一个是他所要。是能够对他的呼叫有反应的，所以他叫拿撒路出来。
But Jesus knows who he has chosen, and so he said, "Lazarus, come out."
神认识我们每一个人。
God knows each and every one of us.
你所有的需要，你所有的软弱，你所有的过去，他都知道。
All of our weaknesses, all of our past, he knows everything.
所以当大卫见到米非波设的时候，他直接叫他的名字，而且告诉他说：“你不要怕。”
So when David saw Mephibosheth, he directly said his name and he said, "Do not be afraid."
耶稣在地上，他到处医病、赶鬼、行神迹的时候，他常常讲的一句话就是不要怕。
When David was on earth and he performed a lot of miracles wherever he went, he often said the words, "Do not be afraid."
这是这一幅救恩的图画里面的第二点。
This is the second point in the picture of the gospel.
第三点，我们刚刚读到，当大卫找到他以后，大卫就叫做洗巴，说你要把你主人所有的财产都要归还给他。
When David saw Mephibosheth, he called Ziba over and said that he has returned and restored everything that belonged to Mephibosheth.
圣经里面记载说，洗巴家有20个儿子，有15个仆人，所有的35个人都要来伺候米非波设。
Ziba had 15 servants and 20 sons, and so he had 35 people to serve Mephibosheth.
你还记得圣经里面有说我们蒙恩的人有千万的天使要为我们效力。
In the Bible, it says that for people that inherit eternal life, there will be angels to minister to us.
当我们从一个罪人的地位，我们被抬举到王子的地位的时候，所有的天使都要为我们效力。
When God has taken us as sinners up to be seated with the princes, there will be thousands of angels to serve us.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们的身份是尊贵的。
So we should see our place as being significant.
第四点，不但这样归还他的产业，而且要让米非波设跟他一起吃饭。
And not only has everything been restored to him, David has also allowed Mephibosheth to eat at his table.
大卫王告诉米非波设说：“你要跟我吃饭，就像我的儿子一样。”
David said that Mephibosheth will eat with him just like his sons.
他天天在王宫里面跟王子、大将军还有大卫王一起吃饭。
Mephibosheth was able to eat with David and the leaders of the armies and the king's sons.
我相信我用点想象力的时候，我在想米非波设第一次要跟王子一起坐下吃饭的时候，他的心情恐怕是吓了半死。
From my imagination, I can see that the first time Mephibosheth was eating with David and all the princes, he was probably terrified.
第一个，我们还从来住在那么荒凉的地方，从来没想到怎么样到王宫里面去吃饭。
When we were living in such a deserted place, how do we even know how to eat with the princes?
第二个，他又想到，哦，坐在旁边的是那个大元帅啊。
And he would point over and see that it was a leader of an army sitting there.
你可以想象到大圣经里面讲大卫的几个儿子都是非常俊美的。
And also, you can remember all of the David's sons were very handsome.
有所罗门。
There's Solomon.
有亚沙龙。
There's Absalom.
还有一些公主。
And there are also princesses.
米非波设，我可以想象到他坐在那里之后非常的紧张。
I can imagine that Mephibosheth sitting there is probably very, very nervous.
他可能他又觉得他的脚，他要把他的身体藏在那个桌布的底下，他不敢来面对这些的将军跟王子。
And because he also realizes that he is crippled, he probably wanted to hide his feet and his legs underneath the tablecloth.
可是圣经很稀奇的告诉我们说。大卫施恩于他，要他天天在王宫里和王子们一起吃饭。
And it's amazing that David told Mephibosheth that he wants him to be seated at the table and eat with him.
在诗篇113篇第7到第8节这样说的。
In Psalm 113, verse 7 and 8, it says,
那里说到，他从灰尘里抬举贫寒人。
It says, he raises the poor from the dust and lifts the needy from the ash heap.
从粪堆中提拔穷乏人，使他们与王子同坐，就是与本国的王子同坐。
That he may set him with the princes, even with the princes of his people.
弟兄姊妹，这就是我们将来的光景。
Brothers and sisters, this is our future.
我们有一天，我们在新天新地耶路撒冷里头，我们与神的王子们一起同坐。
In the future, when we are with the Lord in New Jerusalem, we're going to be seated with the princes.
这是我们讲到福音的这一个第一方面，就是大卫怎么样来施恩给米非波设。
This is the first main point of how David shows kindness towards Mephibosheth.
很可惜，我们很多得救的人，我们还不明白这什么叫做这个福音的宝贝。
Unfortunately, many of us who've received salvation, we don't really fully understand how precious this salvation is.
或许有些人还没有接受耶稣基督做他的救主，他根本不知道什么叫做福音。
Or maybe some people have not yet received Christ as their Savior, and they don't really understand the gospel.
我这一次在一个城市里面很有名的一个大学里面有一点服事。
I was able to serve this time in China in a very prestigious university.
我碰到了一个生物医学的博士研究生。
I came into contact with a PhD student there.
我想能够在那一个大学里头，能够已经博士学位已经读到一半的这个学生是很不简单的。
And for someone to be at that prestigious of a university and being halfway through his PhD, it's definitely not easy.
可是我记得我第一次我一到那里坐下来还不久，当人家稍微介绍简单的介绍我的时候
，When I was you know seated there for not too long and someone was introducing me，
那一天的聚会完了，这一位年轻人就跑来找我，他说我能不能跟你有时间谈话。
After the service was over, this young man came to me and asked me if I would speak with him.
可是实在是人太多了，然后我的行程又很满，我就说等一下，好，可以，我们等一下再说，或者说明天找机会再谈。结果这一下子三四天就过去了。
But because there were so many people and the schedule was pretty tight, I told him maybe tomorrow or later. But after 3 or 4 days, it passed very quickly.
我也忘记了。
And I forgot about it.
一直到了最后的第二天的时候，我就发现，他就一直跟着我儿子连在一起，一直盯着跟着 Caleb 走哪里坐哪里，他就一直坐在他旁边。
And then I realized after a couple of days that this young man kept following my son around. Wherever he was seated, he would be seated next to him.
所以我儿子去服侍，他是去陪他们打篮球，跟他们这些年轻人在一起谈话。
My son Caleb went is to serve those younger people there to play basketball with them and to have some discussions with the young people.
所以一下子我又注意到他了，我就想，哎呀，对了，我说过要跟他谈话。
So all of a sudden, I did notice this PhD student, and I remembered that I was supposed to talk to him.
所以那天聚会完的时候，我就特别在分小组的时候，我就不去小组，我就说你留下来，你要跟我谈话，我们来谈一谈。
So that day after the service was over, we were about to separate into small groups, and I didn't join a small group so that I could speak with him.
在这两三天的时间里面，我们在一些不同的场合里面，我们有一些彼此的介绍。我知道他是一个生物博士，生物学那边的博士生。
And after these 2-3 days of being together, I've heard and been introduced to him, so I know that he is a PhD student there.
可是当我们单独的时候，他突然告诉我说，他说他再有一两个礼拜，他要决定他要不要继续再读下去。
But when I spoke with him one-on-one, he told me that in the next couple of weeks, he wants to decide if he should continue his PhD or not.
我才知道说他已经到了精神分裂，已经受不了的地步。
So then I realized he was already under too much stress and that he couldn't take it anymore.
我就问他说，到底是什么主要的原因使你今天会造成这个样子呢？
So I asked him, what happened that caused you to be in the state that you are today?
他说，因为我为着我过去所做的一些事情，还有我不能够我一直不能忘怀我得罪的人，我所做的事情，我最近就是一直弄得我失眠，我没有办法，我里面一直送这些控告。
And this man said, I cannot forget about the past, all the mistakes I've made, people that I've wronged, and I can't fall asleep now because all I do now is think about all those mistakes I made in the past.
他说已经有几个月的时间，我晚上只能睡两个钟头，然后我的老师也看出我这个光景，他就告诉我说，你要自己做决定，你能不能继续读下去。
And it's been a couple of months when he's only been able to sleep 2 hours a night. And his teacher realized what's been happening and really asked him if he wants to continue studying or not.
我就问他说，我说你现在接受耶稣基督做你的救主没有？
And I asked him, have you accepted Jesus Christ as your savior?
他说还没有，我来到这个教会一个多月。
He said, I have not. I've only been at this church for a little over a month.
所以我那天就把福音很简单的跟他讲了一下。
So that day, I shared the gospel very simply with him.
我告诉他福音的第一步就是，当我们知道我们是罪人的时候。
And I told him that the first step in the gospel is to know that you're a sinner.
我们要把我们的罪带到神的面前。
We have to bring our sins to the Lord.
他已经赦免了，他在十字架上已经完全成就了，赦免了我们一切的罪。
He has already forgiven all of our sins on the cross.
你知道这个年轻的孩子是一个非常敏感、非常优秀的孩子。
And this young man is very knowledgeable and very talented.
你说他犯的罪，这个二十几岁的孩子没有什么杀人放火、奸淫的，不是这些大罪。
This 20-some year old all the mistakes that he's made. It's not like murder or something like really really big.
可是他不知道怎么他这些一直从小到大累积的一些人际关系啊，或者一些事情，就把他到了一个程度，他没有办法承受。
But for some reason, everything that's accumulated since he was little, relationships that didn't work out, or people that he's wronged, he just couldn't forget about it.
当我那天告诉他这个福音最基本的道理
，So when I told him the basics of the foundation of the gospel,
我带他做了一个决志的祷告。
I helped him to make the decision.
当我在跟他个人一对一这样谈的时候，我一两分钟我就看到他的眼泪就红了，要出来。隔一两分钟又红了，又要出来。
And when I brought him in front of the Lord to pray together, he kept crying every couple of minutes.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们一直认为我是个罪人，我是要被追杀的，像米非波设，如果不明白大卫是定义要来施恩给他的话，你根本不可能碰到福音。
If we only focus on our sins and are fearful that God's going to chase after us, just like Mephibosheth is afraid David's chasing after him, we'll never understand salvation.
我翻约翰一书给他看，圣经说到，我们若认自己的罪，神是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们一切的罪。
If we recognize that we are sinners and we have sinned, then God will forgive us of our sins.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这就是福音。
This is the gospel.
有一位救主，他完全。他的宝血就是为我们所有的人流出来的。
We have a Savior that has shed blood for all of us.
在你我的生活里面，我们有许多的朋友，他们很优秀，可是他们心里面受罪恶的控告。
We have a lot of people amongst us, like friends, that we think are very talented or gifted, but their hearts are wicked.
下一个周末又是一次机会，我们可以把我们的朋友、我们关心的人。带他们来听福音，让他们生命里面得到真正的释放。
Next week we'll have an opportunity to bring non-believers, that are friends and family to hear the gospel.
接下来我要讲米非波设，那他对于大卫这样恩典的反应是怎么样呢
？Next we'll look at Mephibosheth's action towards David's grace.
首先我们看到米非波设，他知道自己的不配。
First, we'll see that Mephibosheth recognizes his own unworthiness.
他说：“仆人算什么？不过如死狗一样，竟然蒙王这样的眷顾。”
He says, "What is your servant that you should notice a dead dog like me?"
一个真正蒙恩、感恩、得救的人，他会看到自己的不配。
A person who receives grace and salvation will see that he is not worthy of it.
如果一个人他信主，他乃是因为我要找一个依靠。我信主是我要我看到这些人很不错，我跟他们交朋友。对不起，你没有真正碰到福音。
A person who only believes God because he thinks that Christians are fun to hang out with, that person doesn't understand salvation.
真正的福音乃是我们知道我们是一个罪人，我们却蒙受了这么大的恩典。
The real gospel, to understand the gospel, is to know that you're a sinner and that you've received grace.
所以保罗他在提摩太前书里面这样说的。
So Paul in 1 Timothy said this.
他说耶稣基督降世为要拯救罪人，这句话是可信的，是十分可佩服的。
Here's a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners.
他接下来说，在罪人中我是个罪魁，可是是因为耶稣基督要在我这罪魁的身上显明他一切的忍耐。
And he says that amongst the sinners, I am the worst of the sinners.
弟兄姊妹，我们都是这样，我们真的是神要在我们身上蒙给我们的恩典，乃是要使我们能够在众人的面前见证神的爱。
And the grace that the Lord gives us is so that we can be a witness to show God's love.
所以米非波设对于大卫这样恩典的第一个反应是我不配。
So Mephibosheth's first reaction towards David is that he's not worthy.
可是接下来他心里面就心存了感恩。
But afterwards, his heart is very, very grateful.
后来当大卫在逃难的时候，他又躲避了他的儿子亚沙龙要追杀他。
And later in the story of David, you see that David is running from his son Absalom.
当他逃难的时候，有一天，他在那个大卫就在路上就碰到了这个洗巴。
And while David was running from his son, one day he ran into Mephibosheth's servant Ziba.
你看，这是洗巴，就是刚刚我们最早读经文的时候讲到洗巴，就是大卫叫洗巴的儿子跟仆人们都来侍候米非波设的这个洗巴。
As you'll remember, we just read that in the beginning, Ziba is one of the servants of Saul's household.
而且他要把他的财产通通还给这个米非波设。
And David had restored all that belonged to Mephibosheth back to him.
所以在撒母耳记下第十六章第一到第四节里面有这样说的。
So in 2 Samuel chapter 16, 1 to 4, it says this.
王问他说，第三节这里说，问到洗巴说，你主人的儿子在哪里呢？洗巴回答说，他人在耶路撒冷，因为他说，以色列人今日必将我父的国归还我。
In verse 3, King David asked, Where is your master's grandson? Ziba said to him, He is staying in Jerusalem because he thinks, Today the house of Israel will give me back my grandfather's kingdom.
所以这个时候洗巴在那里无害诬陷这个米非波设。
So at that point, Ziba made up all these lies about Mephibosheth.
他说你现在在逃难，只有我想到你的需要，我带了很多饼来供应你。可是那个米非波设他竟然幸灾乐祸，而且说现在国要再归还给我了。
And Ziba basically was saying that, you know, I understand that David, you're running from your son, and I'm compassionate, and I've come to bring all this food for your soldiers, but Mephibosheth is home thinking that he's going to get his kingdom restored back to him.
我想大卫在这个时候又是逃避自己的儿子，所以大卫一定也糊涂了。
And David, probably because he was trying to escape his son, he was probably not thinking straight.
所以大卫一下子就说，那这样把所有米非波设的东西通通归都给你好了。
So David all of a sudden said, "Well, if that's the case, then I'll just give everything that belongs to Mephibosheth to you."
一直到了后来，当大卫王他都战争都结束了以后，他回到了耶路撒冷。
It's only after all the wars and the battles are over, and that David was returning back to Jerusalem.
请我们打开撒母耳记下十九章。
Let us look at 2 Samuel chapter 19.
19章24到30节。
Verses 24 to 30.
这里我要读几节给弟兄姊妹们听。
I'll just read a few verses.
撒母耳记下19章24节，这里说到，扫罗的孙子米非波设也下去迎接王。他自从王去的日子，直到王平平安安的回来，没有修脚，没有剃胡须，也没有洗衣服。
Mephibosheth, Saul's grandson, also went down to meet the king. He had not taken care of his feet or trimmed his mustache or washed his clothes from the day the king left until the day he returned safely.
他来到耶路撒冷迎接王的时候，王问他说，米非波设，你为什么没有与我同去呢？他回答说，我主我王，仆人是瘸腿的。那日我想要骑驴骑上，与王同去，无奈我的仆人欺哄了我。
When he came from Jerusalem to meet the king asked him, Why didn't you go with me, Mephibosheth? He said, My lord the king, since I, your servant, am lame, I said, I will have my donkey saddled and will ride on it so I can go with the king. But Ziba, my servant, betrayed me.
所以后来大卫就明白了，哦，原来是洗巴在那里诬陷他。
And so then he realized, David realized that Ziba had betrayed and framed Mephibosheth.
所以到二十八节的时候，大家说那个米非波设就说：“我现在来迎接王，我不是要为我自己伸冤的。所有的财产你已经给了洗巴的，就给他吧，我什么都不要了。”
And Mephibosheth basically said, "You've already given everything that I had to Ziba. I'm not here to try to take it back. It's okay."
所以这个时候大卫觉得不对的，他说：“那这样子好了，我弄错了，那这样你们两个一人一半好了。”
And David realized, oh, I made a mistake. So why don't you guys just split equally the land and the property?
第三十节，米非波设对王说：“我主我王既然平平安安的回宫，就任凭洗巴都取了也可以。”
But in verse 30, Mephibosheth said to the king, "Let him take everything. Now that my lord the king has arrived home safely."
所以在这里我们看到米非波设对着大卫恩典的反应。
So here we can see Mephibosheth's reaction towards David.
当大卫在逃难有苦难的时候， 米非波设他的心念着大卫，所以他没有不关完全没有，他这里说没有洗衣服，没有洗什么，没有刮胡子，没有还没有洗脚，是不是？
对，Mephibosheth when
没有修脚。
When King David was fleeing from his son, Mephibosheth just kept thinking about David, and because of that, he had not taken care of his feet or trimmed his mustache or washed his feet during this entire time.
他也不在乎他的财产被人家控告被拿走了。
And it didn't matter that his inheritance and what he originally owned was taken away.
他一心所关怀的就是大卫的安危。
The only thing that he was concerned with was David's safety.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这是一个爱主蒙恩的人对着主的心态。
This is someone who loves the God, loves God and his attitude towards the Lord.
当然，我们在教会的历史上，或者我们今天生活的环境里面，我们也看到许多的人为了主的缘故，他忘了自己。
We can see a lot of biblical examples, or even of our own lives, that people who love the Lord and want to serve the Lord forget themselves.
他看重主的国度、主的见证，重于他自己的舒服。
They see God's kingdom is greater than his own comfort.
但是我们人再怎么样的来爱主，都没有办法跟主他对我们的爱来相比。
But no matter what, our love for the Lord is never going to be as much as how God loves us.
所以罗马书第第五章第七到第八节里面有这样的说的，他说：“为一人死是少有的，为人人死或者有敢做的。”
So in Romans chapter 5, 7 to 8, it says, Very rarely will anyone die for a righteous man, though for a good man, someone might possibly dare to die.
唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱在此就向我们显明了。
But God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
至少我们看到米非波设他就对着这个大卫的这个爱，也能够给我们一个提醒，我们真的是应该怎么样来回报主对我们的爱。
From the story of Mephibosheth, we can see his pure heart and love for David reminds us that we need to have that pure heart for the Lord.
最后我要讲到后来这个故事的结局是大卫又怎么样来保守米非波设。
And lastly, I would just want to point out how David protects Mephibosheth.
后来在大卫的年间一年他就有了 一段时间有三年的饥荒一直连着起来。
During David's reign, there was a period of 3 years where there was a famine.
我想这个天气的改变或者大自然常常发生一年的饥荒，这个可能我们都可以理解。
There's changes and things that happen in nature. So if there's a famine for a year or something, it's understandable.
可是如果一连续的三年都是饥荒的时候，这个事情后面可能有一个原因呢。
But when there's 3 successive years of famine, there's probably a root and a reason for it.
我想我们年纪稍微大一点的人，我们在国内经过了一段的时期，你明白曾经有过三年的饥荒，那个就不是天自然的现象。
For those of us who lived in China before, there was a period of 3 years where there was a famine.
有时候是人为的原因使得大自然整个改变，或者就连续的三年有饥荒。
And because there's people's reactions or decisions that were made that caused the famine for 3 years.
这个三年只是说已经连续三年了，还没有说第四年会不会还是饥荒或第五年。
After these 3 years, no one knows if the fourth year or the fifth year if it will continue.
所以大卫这个时候他警觉了，他就来求问神。
And because David realized this, he was afraid, and so he came to seek the Lord.
我们记得刚刚前面讲到大卫被洗巴骗的时候，他没有求问神。
And before we saw that when he was lied to and fell for the trap of Ziba, he did not ask the Lord about it.
所以他被人欺骗。
So he was he fell for the lies of man.
可是现在到了他后面国事又太平的时候，大卫看到了国内的饥荒，他就发现这不是只是生活上的问题，一定有原因在里头。
But now there's after the wars are over and there is peace, but there's 3 years of famine. So he realized there must be a reason for it.
这一段的经文记载在撒母耳记下21章里面。
This account is told in 2 Samuel 21.
因为时间的缘故，我们不读了。
Because of time, we won't read it.
我简单的提一下，后来大卫去求问神的时候，神就向他启示说，这个饥荒是因为扫罗他做了一件错事。
Basically, it says that when David went to seek the Lord for an answer, the Lord told him that it was because Saul had killed the Gibeonites, and this is why there's a famine.
在投影片上讲到第七节、21章七节，这里就说，因为扫罗的儿子约拿单曾经与另外一个叫做基遍这个民族的人立誓，他被不杀灭他们。
There was an oath that was made between Joshua and the Gibeonites that they would not destroy them.
虽然在约书亚记里面，我们可以读到这个背景，就是约书亚是受骗了。这个基遍人听到以色列人那么强盛，打下了耶利哥城，所以他们就装得很苦来求和跟约书亚立约，让他以后不灭他们。
The circumstance was that the Israelites were defeating all of their neighbors, and so the Gibeonites were very scared for their lives. So they came up with a deceitful strategy and pretended that they were very poor and basically went to Joshua and made an oath with them.
所以约书亚受骗了，以色列人也受骗了，就跟他们签了一个合约，说我们不会灭绝你们，不会跟你们打仗。
Joshua and the Israelites fell for the lie, and they basically signed a treaty saying that they would not destroy the Gibeonites.
可是后来扫罗的年间的时候，他为了要收复，他为了国土的缘故，他为了统一所有的，所以他就背弃了这个约，他就杀了基遍。But
when Saul became king, he wanted to unite the whole kingdom, and so he destroyed the Gibeonites.
所以在这里很明显的，神在这里告诉了。 告诉了这个大卫说，是因为扫罗他背弃了与人所立的约。So
the Lord clearly told David that the reason that there is a famine is because of the oath that was broken.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这里我们要看两个小教训。Here
we want to learn two things.
第一个就是神的心意里面，当我们跟人立约的时候，箴言里面说得很清楚，虽然自己吃亏，也不要更改。
The first thing is that God takes our oaths and covenants very seriously. That when we make an oath, even if we have to suffer the consequences, we cannot change it.
箴言第诗篇，不是这样。诗篇十五章第四节说，他发了誓，虽然自己吃亏，也不更改。It
says in Psalms that if you make an oath, even if you suffer, you can't change it.
我们常常跟人家立了约、发了誓，可是我们一看不对头的时候。 我们就想找任很多的原因，想要把它翻过来。We
oftentimes make a promise or sign a contract with someone, but when we realize that it's not in our favor, we want to back out of it.
弟兄姊妹，我们真的，如果我们对着神有敬畏的心，我们要知道，很多的事情不是我的计划、我的筹算可以成就的。A
lot of times, we have to realize that it's for we can't really plan things our own way.
我认识一个弟兄，在二十多年前有发生了一件事。
I know a brother that 20 years ago something had happened.
那个时候他签了一个跟一个大公司，那个时候那个叫做 Pergament， 你们叫像 Channel， 跟就是今天的这种 Home Depot 的前身的那种大的这种家庭用品的店。
And this brother signed a contract back then with a very big chain, kind of like Home Depot. And he signed a contract with them to distribute some products to them.
他花了很多的时间，终于打开了这个市场。那么，这是一笔很大的订单。
And this is a very huge contract. It took him a long time to get it signed.
结果那个时候经济。 二十多年前发生的也是有个经济上的变动的时候，等到他要交货的时候，他每一个成品他要损失5毛钱。But
because of what happened in the financial industry then, by the time that he had to deliver the goods, he would actually lose out 5 cents on every piece of product.
50 cents. 那个时候他因为数量蛮大的，所以他就心里面就犹豫，他说大家都知道这个市场这样子，我当时。 半年前跟他们签了这个约，那现在长成这样，我实在出不了货。
But because of the quantity of the goods, and he was going to lose out a lot, he wasn't sure if he would be able to deliver them.
他那时候跟我谈这个事情。
And at that point, he came and discussed this with me.
我就告诉他说，我们如果这是你的一个机会，虽然你看起来这个，你是亏本了，可是我们要学习，你应该学习守住你的约。
But at that time, I told him that even though he will be at a disadvantage, that he should learn from this experience, that you should keep the oaths that you make.
你们可能讲说，哎，金弟兄，反正又不是你的钱，你讲话太简单了，讲讲就算了吧。
Perhaps some of you may think, "Oh, Brother King, it's not your money, so it's easier said than done."
我现在可以靠主的恩典告诉弟兄姊妹，这一位弟兄，这个就是我的弟弟。
And I can tell you that this brother is actually my brother.
他那时候面临他的家庭婚姻的破碎的问题。
And at that point, he was actually facing problems in his marriage.
他面临他的公司要倒闭的问题。
And he faced the problem of his company about to go bankrupt.
可是当时候我知道我跟他讲这个话是不容易的。
But I knew at that point when I gave him this advice, it was not easy.
可是感谢神，他听了我的话，他照样的出货。
But praise God, he listened to my advice and he turned over the goods.
你以为那些买他货的人不知道他们赚到了吗？
Don't you realize that those people who bought the goods realize that they made more money than they originally were supposed to?
他们过了不到半年。他们因着这个缘故，他们又出更高的价钱来补偿他，给他订了更多的货。
And after 6 months, this company realized that you know they had made a lot of money from this deal. They actually returned to him and signed an even bigger contract for a higher price to pay him back for what had happened.
我在我弟弟的身上，这从他的家庭已经要破碎的，到他的 business 要倒的这个二十几年前，我看到，我眼见着他一直到今天的光景。
I saw all of those things that were happening in his life, from his family problems to his company bank going bankrupt. From these past 20 years, I've seen all of the changes.
我可以见证神他看重人的诚信，我们做基督徒的诚信。
I can see that God honors our obedience and purity when we face.
所以为着这件事情，神不放过以色列人对着基甸人的亏欠。
And it's because of this that God did not forgive the breaking of an oath.
你要知道，这里第二点，我要弟兄姊妹学的是，大卫他没有为着生活的难处来求神啊，你来让我度过饥荒好了。他不是先求这个。
The point I want to make here is that David did not seek the Lord and say, "Oh, please take away the famine and take away our problems."
这就是我们的问题。我们很多时候，我们来到神的面前有难处的时候，我们先求把难处解决，我们的眼睛都看到解决难处。
Oftentimes, when we have a problem and we go in the presence of God, we just ask God to take away the problem.
可是大卫在这里学习的是来求问神，到底是什么原因使我的发生了这些难处。
But David, when he sought the Lord, he was asking God why this was happening.
弟兄姊妹，在这里我们知道，我们的祷告有两种祷告。
Here we can see that there's two types of prayers.
我们大部分的人是为着生活来祷告。
Most of us pray because of things that are going on in our lives.
可是有一种祷告，神更宝贝的，乃是我们为着生命来祷告。
And another type of prayer that God finds more precious.And that is a prayer for life.
一种是解决生活难处的祷告。
One is to get rid of the problems in our life.
另外一个更深的祷告是解决生命问题的祷告。
But the other more deeper type of prayer is to take care of the root of the problem of our lives.
这是一个成长的过程，我们都在生活的解决生活难处的祷告里头。
We all make prayers to for God to solve our problems.
神没有骂我们，没有责怪我们。
God doesn't blame us for it.
可是神盼望我们常常求问他，是为了解决我们生命中真正问题的祷告。
But God really wants us to really pray for why these things are happening.
后来基甸人就要求解决这个问题，就说你把扫罗家的人交七个人给我，我要把他们
吊死来解决这个饥荒的问题。
So Gibeonites basically said, give us seven people in Saul's house, and we're going to hang them, and after they die, then things will be okay.
照理讲，米非波设应该在这个名单里头。
And what should have happened is that Mephibosheth should have been among the seven that were handed over.
可是大卫不把米非波设交出来。
But David did not hand him over.
弟兄姊妹，这一个事情让我特别的想到约翰福音第十章里面所说的话。
This really reminds me of what it says in John 10.
好吧，我们先读中文，我们一起来读这约翰福音第十章二十八到二十九节。
Let us read it together in Chinese.
他们永不灭亡，谁也不能从我手里把他们夺去。我父把羊赐给我，他比万有都大，谁也不能从我父手里把他们夺去。我们再读英文，一起读。
Okay. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one can snatch them out of my hand. My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all. No one can snatch them out of my Father's hand.
弟兄姊妹，这是福音。
Brothers and sisters, this is the gospel.
是有保证的。
There is a guarantee.
你的得救是有把握的。
There is confidence in salvation.
当神施恩给我们要救我们的时候，我们这个救恩就永远不会失去。
When God gives us grace and salvation, we will never lose it.
虽然你如果在故意犯罪的话，神会有方法来对付你。
Of course, when we sin on purpose, there will be consequences.
可是你不会到那个永远的火湖里面去。
But you will not be in eternal hell.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters,
这是米非波设这个救恩的图画。
This is the salvation story in Mephibosheth.
这个图画只不过是一个影子而已。
This picture is just kind of a foreshadowing.
我们不能够，你千万不要误会，把我讲的每一点都拿来跟耶稣基督的救恩来把它，它没有办法画上等号的。
This is not a perfect analogy.
因为耶稣基督的救恩远远超过这些。
Because the salvation that Jesus Christ had done for us is bigger than this story.
可是借着这一个人物的故事，能够使我们对救恩有个最基本的认识。
But hopefully this story will help us to understand the gospel of salvation a little better.
最后我们来看新约跟旧约都有我各举的一样的经文来说到什么叫做福音。
Last, we'll just look at a few verses in the Old Testament and New Testament on what is the gospel.
旧约诗篇一百零三篇里面说到，他没有按照我们的罪过待我们，他也没有照我们的罪孽报应我们。
It says in Psalm 103 verses 10 to 13, He does not treat us as our sins deserve, or repay us according to our iniquities.
那里说到东离西有多远。耶和华，他叫我们的过犯离我们也有多远。
It says, as far as the east is from the west, so far has he removed our transgressions from us.
所以在旧约里面充满了救恩的图画。
So in the Old Testament, there is a lot of stories and pictures.
神赦免我们所有的罪。
And God has forgiven all of our sins.
他主动的来寻找我们。
He actively sought us out.
新约里面更也是有这样的经文。
In New Testament, there's verses like this as well.
新约是记载在罗马书第五章第十节。
In Romans 5 verse 10,
他那里说到，因为我们做仇敌的时候，且借着神儿子的死与神和好，既已和好，就要因他的身得救了。
It says, for if when we were God's enemies, we were reconciled to him through the death of his son, how much more having been reconciled, shall we be saved through his life?
如今那些在基督耶稣里的就不被定罪了。
Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus.
求神恩待我们。
May the Lord give us grace.
把我们的信心建立在他的话语上。
Help us to trust his word.
请我们低头祷告。
Let us bow our heads and pray.
恩主，我们感谢你。
Father, we thank you.
你在旧约里面有这么多的救恩的图画。
That you show us the gospel of salvation in the Old Testament.
求主让我们对着耶稣基督的爱能够体会得更深。
May you help us to know Jesus Christ's love even more deep.
让我们在下一个周末能够借着你的仆人来把更多的人带进你的国度。
That next weekend you will use your servant to bring more people to Christ.
让我们全教会都一起动起来，为着福音来效力。
Let our whole church gather together and to serve your people for the gospel.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray all this in the name of Jesus.
Amen.